This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. I had the pleasure of meeting my guest, Ina Lucas, live here in Michigan on the day of my grandson's birth. I didn't have the opportunity to really finish my session out with her that day because, of course, baby Joy was present, but I did experience her loving presence and so look forward to more of that today. Ina is a benevolent earth soul who works with her spiritual guides, her team. She calls them the alchemists. They work to assist people who are ready for breakthroughs, you know, releasing their biggest relationship, health, and money issues quickly and easily with divine guidance. This is this part right from her website, right? Her unique approach combines playfulness and levity with laser-focused intuitive skills, allowing people who are ready to create a shift in their life to have fast, fun, life-changing results. Who doesn't want that, right? I think that we all have something in this life that needs shifted. Ina and the alchemists are going to give us a little insight into how we can live with more joy. Ina, welcome to Soulful Living. I think you are a joy goddess.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. It was really my deep honor to meet you back in March and, you know, to continue communicating with you over the past few months. Oh my gosh, and to have you here with us live today is a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Terry. It was an honor to meet you, and it just felt like such a sacred day to be in that deep, channeled, connected space with you, and then to have your grandbaby born into the world. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. It was so amazing. And okay, so let's jump in. You know, give us a little background on how you came to work intuitively and really recognize your team of helping spirits, the alchemists.
It's a great question and a life journey of always being a spiritually connected and inquisitive person. And I actually spent 20 years working in horticulture and working with plants. And plants are just an immediate way to get connected to source, to get connected to the natural divine orchestration and unfolding on our planet. And so so I worked very intuitively with them, and I was a landscape designer for most of those years. And I would just allow myself to get out of the way as I was doing design work for my clients. So I would really, I would know that what they wanted was already created in essence, and I just needed to step out of the way and receive what it was that they were wanting. And so my body would just be guided to lay plants exactly where they're meant to be laid, and you know, I would just I would be, you know, at the time I called it, I was just in the zone doing what I was doing, but I realized I was really channeling these designs for people. And I think that's what a lot of creatives do, you know, artists and writers, and you know, we're receiving inspired thought. And when you're in that state of creative flow, you're really connected to your higher guidance. And so I think that just sort of all of those years of doing that really got me into that state of really loving being in deep service to people, and always wanting to assist them in creating what they desired. And so so then I became a one command practitioner and started, you know, learning how to go into the theta brainwave and working with clients and clearing their blocks using a process that combined theta with uncovering deep the emotional blocks, childhood blocks that and lifelong blocks that are keeping people from, you know, whatever it is, their money, their health, their relationships. And so I got really skilled at pulling out weeds and roots. I guess, like, in my essence, I'm a gardener, and I, you know, would always get frustrated if you just pull the top of a root off. You have to, like, pull the entire root out to really clear a field. And I think that energy is just in me, where one of my skills is that I'm very laser focused on getting to the core of what's going on in people. Mm-hmm. And so, so then I met my twin flame partner, my love, and within a week of meeting him, I was going into theta and doing a one command session for him, and the alchemist just started pouring through, excuse me, in full on channeling mode. So it wasn't something I was trying to do. They just came to me. They fully came to me. And I think my union with my sweetie, Richard, really caused that anchoring in of their energy. And so it's been a wild journey of really just being in deep service to people. And it's my favorite thing to help people, you know, assist them in this time of awakening to who they are and helping them release whatever it is that's holding them back and transform it and alchemize it.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I mentioned earlier in my introduction that we all have something. So I work as a shamanic intuitive, and one of my specialties is soul retrieval. And as you're speaking, like, I'm thinking of you as you're the gardener for the soul. You know, you are a gardener for the soul. You dig deep in and you help people not only release that which is no longer serving them deep at the core, but you're also helping them shift into a greater presence of who they are. And that is like that flower blooming. You know, you're helping each person as a flower bloom into whoever they really are. And I loved that story when I read it about you and the alchemist coming in the week that you met Richard. You know, you were just so ready. And here they are. That's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, gardening is always such a great analogy because it is that natural unfolding where you're not pushing, you're just allowing a bud to open. Mm-hmm. And you're, you know, like, you don't have to work to make a flower bloom. And the other, you know, wonderful thing is that what I really deal with people is their manure, you know.
Yeah, their compost.
The compost.
Right.
You know? And that's, you know, like turning the crap into gold.
Yeah.
You know, the poop. And so, you know, that's a lot of my work is really diving into the harder places, you know, the fears, the worries, and all those places of lack, and really being with them and loving them and transforming them into the amazing gold that's on the other side of it. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, it all becomes fertilizer for these huge gifts that we have as we're really coming into who we are.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So listeners, again, I'm chatting with Ina Lucas. You can find all of her information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. We'll have links to her website and her Facebook, everything that you'll need to get a hold of her. Ina, let me ask you, so I know that you work both live in person and also you can do phone and, you know, Skype online, you offer online courses. In a session, what would somebody experience in working with you and the alchemists?
Well, generally, people would be able to have a one-on-one conversation with the alchemist. So sort of like if your listeners are familiar with like the work of Abraham Hicks or other channels, like where you get a chance to be in the hot seat or the love seat. So you really just get to have a conversation with them, and they are the conversation, so, you know, it may be that you have a big life issue or a small thing, but I never know where the sessions are going to go. All I can say is they are deep. They are incredibly deep because the alchemists are so focused on going into the blind spots and going underneath things. And sometimes it's really practical stuff, you know, like the alchemists are amazing with, you know, money and relationships and how to parent and how to deal with your parents. And, you know, they're wonderful for real human things. And sometimes, like, you know, I had a woman who had severe migraines, like, and generations of them, her daughter, her mom, to the point of, you know, more than 50% of the month, she was like throwing up and in bed and unable to function with migraines. And yeah. And that session went into actually a curse from like several generations back on psychic ability. And it was a whole like removal of that. And it cleared her lifelong like generations of migraines. So sometimes we go into, you know, deep places of, other planets, other lifetimes, you know, other, you know, deeper clearing of lineage stuff. There's a lot more lineage clearing coming up these days. I never know where it's going to go, but my focus is always on being of greatest service. And I can just say that I'm always blown away by what happens in each session. Blown away.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. So I know for me personally, although I wasn't able to witness the whole day when you were here in Michigan and be part of the whole workshop, in just the little bit that I witnessed, you know, you held a soul activation and guided us through some really intense work. And I felt so much lighter and clearer when I left there. It was amazing. Mm. And I've done a lot of work. You know, I've done a lot of work on myself. Obviously, I work with clients and helping release all of that as well. I go back to what I said at the beginning. Every being on the planet has something in this life that needs to be shifted. And you brought up ancestral baggage, right? We yeah. carry that with us. It's not intentional, but we carry it with us.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just such an amazing time as the, you know, as a collective, we're moving into this whole new fifth dimensionality and all these higher frequencies coming into our planet. And mm-hmm. so many people that are attracted to this kind of work are really, you know, powerful light worker beings who are here to anchor this new energy in. And so, you know, it's like I witness so many patterns in, you know, in the collective and in the clients that I'm working with. And there's just, we're at a powerful time of really like releasing stuff for good. Like really clearing out, you know, these family patterns, this lineage stuff and the heaviness that, you know, that we've been carrying. And so I do a lot of activation work. You know, I do all kinds of money activations, self-love activations and group calls and in my workshops. And essentially, the alchemists are very focused on supporting people in their process of awakening to who they are. And part of that process is the transformation and letting go and healing of those old patterns and blocks and fear and lack that are in our DNA. So they do a lot of DNA work. And it's why you feel so much lighter after doing the work, because you're literally shifting and reorchestrating your body and like upgrading it. So it's like laser surgery. It's like light laser surgery that happens during the activations and, you know, and during channeling where, you know, sometimes they bring your guides in to assist you in, you know, in almost essentially updating your software and upgrading and you know, releasing strands of DNA and things that that have been holding you back. But it's a wild time on planet Earth. You know?
And it really is. It is a wild time.
Yeah. And there's so much heightened fear and emotion that's going on in our political world. And so people that are energetically sensitive, which is most people that are attracted to your show and, you know, this kind of work, whether they realize how sensitive they are or not, it's there's a lot up in the air. Mm-hmm. In the collective, and the more that we can do to bring our own energy in and release other people's energy and do our own work, I think that's such a big thing. Like, even if people don't know exactly what their gift or their work is in the world, the most important work you can be doing right now is being with yourself. Mm-hmm. and anchoring in and grounding and transforming, you know, these things that have been keeping you back.
Yeah, I recently decided to take yoga teacher training, and not so much like I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. But most importantly, the most important piece and why I really wanted to delve in was I felt like I needed it. I needed that additional place of grounding and balancing and being able to be present. And when I went through your soul activation, as someone that journeys regularly, I had such deep visions, but I remember being given like this golden key. And so when this opportunity came up for me to take this particular teacher training, I was like, okay, I'm just going to jump in because I feel like I needed it in order to create that place of more balance for myself. I know that it's, you know, serving spirit's highest good, my highest good, and ultimately it's going to serve the highest good of all because I'm going to be more in tune with that and those energies that are coming through right now.
That is beautiful. Yes. I love it.
And I think it's really important for us to recognize all of that and figure out these tools that we can, you know, grasp these little treasures that help us ground ourselves to serve even higher. So you also offer some online and live workshops, obviously the live workshops, because that's where I had the honor of meeting you here in Michigan. But you offer some amazing online programs. As someone who is totally into self-love in a non-narcissistic manner, of course, I mean, to me, that's the ultimate form of impeccable soul care is self-love. Mm-hmm. And so you have a program ongoing now. Let's give the listeners a little insight into what that's about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's called Sacred Self-Love, and it's a year-long journey into honoring and illuminating the divine within, essentially. And most of us were not taught how to love ourselves and how to take care of ourselves most of us don't have models for what real deep self-care looks like. Mm-hmm. And while on the surface it may look like, you know, bubble baths and massages and, you know, drinking tea and having rituals, and that stuff is all important and essential and definitely a part of self-care. But this program takes us so much deeper into what real self-love is and how it shows up in every aspect of your life. And it has been an extraordinary journey for the people in the program. All of us, like, actually, I manifested my dream magical treehouse home out of the course of this course because, I just moved into this sacred self-love nest. It's like 5 blocks from Moonlight Beach in Encinitas, California. And it's like a womb of self-love. And I couldn't have created this space that's so nurturing and supportive to me on and like to my inner child, like inner child happened. It has all these elements of my childhood. And but I'm very clear that I drew this house in from a place of really being connected to what true self-nurturing is that I had never been connected to before.
Wait, can I just ask you, what is one thing that somebody could do right now to honor that place of sacred self-love?
Wow. The word boundaries is coming in. Emotional boundaries, really creating your own container for yourself. So there's this beautiful state of being open and vulnerable and having a generous heart. And a lot of, spiritual people think that there's, having this, the importance of having an open heart means like giving and being in service and having that flow go out. And there's such an importance to having a container for who you are and having healthy boundaries of when to really start tuning into what your true yes and what your true no is. Whether what you're committing to or, not just bigger commitments. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, I want to help you with that. But what you're committing to within yourself and how you're showing up for yourself. So, creating your own, container of what you're willing to let into your field and what you're, what you're willing to put out and release.
I love that.
That's making sense.
When you create your own
container, it's like then there's like this whole place of safety and security and honoring of who you are that allows you to be a bigger person in the world. And it allows you to actually be more generous and more in service when you keep filling that container from within and having healthy boundaries around it.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing this bubble of white light around me as you say that, it's like creating this bubble of light that you get to decide. And I think that that's something that we lose touch with is that we forget we get to decide that too. We don't have to have everybody else decide that. Okay. Can somebody jump in any time to this program?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And as soon as you jump in, you'll get all the recordings from the beginning of the year. And we just had several people just join us in the past few weeks and they are just blown away. So we have 4 calls a month. So every month you get to have the opportunity to ask the alchemist questions on a Q&A. There's a self-love activation every month that just keeps pulling back layers and amping up and amplifying your new light networks that are coming into your body. And then we have group discussion calls every month, and we have an amazing sacred self-love temple on Facebook where the conversations just keep going deeper between the calls, and it's just such a supportive community. And these are all just amazing people who are up to really interesting things, and so everybody contributes to your well-being through experiencing their experiences and through experiencing the answers to their questions. It's hard to explain, but we're all just relaxing. That's the beauty of this year-long journey. It's like we're relaxing into it rather than rushing through it. Mm-hmm. It's like we're leaning back into who we are. And it's
just
beautiful.
Kind of allowing the unfoldment to take place. Okay, well, we are down to the wire. We have a minute left. I feel like we just got started. I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about and share. So I'm going to think of this as like Ina Lucas part one, and we're going to have part two and part three and really be able to.
Yay!
It's been a really fun time and so enlightening. I'm just so grateful that you are here at this time to share your love and your wisdom and your team of benevolent guides. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I just want to say, if people want a free prosperity activation, they can go to my website and download that. And there's also every week there's free Soul Tea and Alchemy Q&A calls where you can ask. It's like Dear Abby with the Alchemist. And so there's all kinds of episodes and all kinds of, you can listen to so much on my website.
Yes. And you deliver,
can really get a taste of it.
And you get a reminder every week. Every week I get a reminder on what's coming up or what has passed. And I absolutely love that, that piece of it. So I'm offering you a deep bow of gratitude. Listeners, again, Ina Lucas, all of
you.
Her information will be on our page. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. Big hugs to you.